From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The White House is releasing a preliminary report today on the Christmas Day attempt to bomb an airliner in flight. President Obama has called the failure to prevent the attempt aboard the Northwest Airlines jet unacceptable. He's scheduled to speak on the issue this afternoon following the report's release. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The White House is planning to release a declassified summary of what various intelligence agencies knew about the planned terror attack before it happened. President Obama said the government had bits and pieces of information needed to uncover the plot, but that analysts failed to connect the dots. Had they done so, they might have stopped Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab from boarding the plane bound for Detroit with potentially deadly explosives. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the report is not about pointing fingers.
It was not the falling down of one agency, one department, or one person. This is a failure that touches across the full waterfront of our intelligence agencies.
The president's ordered leaders of the intelligence community to recommend fixes for the shortcomings this week. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
A grand jury in Michigan has indicted the Nigerian man suspected of trying to bomb the Northwest flight. He faces six counts, among them attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted premeditated murder. The Justice Department says 12% of the youth locked up in the nation's juvenile facilities were sexually assaulted by prison staff or fellow inmates in the past year. Justice officials released a report today. Here's NPR's Laura Sullivan with more.
A little more than 2% of juveniles said they were assaulted by other youth. More than 10% said they were sexually assaulted by staff. The report surveyed youth at 166 state-owned juvenile detention facilities and 29 local facilities as part of the Prison Rape Elimination Act. Of those examined, the ones with the highest rates of sexual assault were facilities in Pendleton, Indiana, Swanton, Maryland, Crescent, Pennsylvania, Eagle Springs, North Carolina, and Corsicana, Texas. The report found the vast majority of juveniles assaulted by staff were either assaulted by force or by some form of coercion, such as a promise of protection or favors. And 95% of youth who reported having such contact said their victimizer was a female staff member. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
Police in St. Louis, Missouri, say they have not apprehended the person who shot at least five others at a local business this morning. The St. Louis fire chief says one person is reported dead at the scene, four others hospitalized with gunshot wounds. Dispatchers described a man with a semi-automatic weapon roaming the building of a large employer. At last report, it was not clear whether the shooter had left the building. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 10,579. The Nasdaq Composite down four. This is NPR News. Forecasters say the rare cold weather across the South for much of the past week will last through the weekend. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Scott Graff reports.
In a region of the country known for its mild winter temperatures, the weather has not been very nice of late. In North and South Carolina, today will be the warmest day of the week, but high temperatures in many areas will still be well below average. It's been a brutal start to the winter in the Appalachian Mountains. Several school districts that had planned to return from Christmas break this week have yet to be able to hold classes. The weather has also canceled school in Alabama, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. Snow and ice have most of the Blue Ridge Parkway closed in North Carolina and Virginia. Freeze warnings cover much of usually tropical Florida, as temperatures there dropped into the 20s overnight. In Kentucky, the governor declared a state of emergency in one county after waterline breaks left residents without water. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
The head of General Motors says GM, which went bankrupt last year, is likely to turn a profit this year. Automotive analyst Dennis Virag says such a swift turnaround could be good news for some dealers General Motors is cutting out.
There has been discussion of dealerships reopening. There has been a lot of pressure put on GM by the dealer body and by the administration. So what I think will happen is several hundred dealers will likely remain General Motors dealers.
The fate of GM's Swedish Saab brand is still uncertain as an extended deadline for bids approaches today. GM says it will close Saab if it cannot find a buyer with firm financing. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.